Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. The Reserve Bank Governor concedes households are doing it tough off the back of another rate rise. The cash rate has jumped to 4.1%, with yesterday's increase the 12th since May last year. But Philip Lowe has warned doing nothing would make things even worse.
If we had not tightened monetary policy, the cost of living would be higher for longer. This would hurt all Australians and the functioning of our economy. This would ultimately require even higher interest rates to get inflation to come back down again and more unemployment.
A few changes are expected when the incoming Premier unveils his new cabinet after the Labor caucus officially gave Roger Cook the tick of approval yesterday. Bill Johnston may lose the corrective services portfolio, while there's speculation new Deputy Premier Rita Sapioti will be named Treasurer. An announcement is expected in the next half an hour. An Australian man has avoided a potential five-year jail term in Indonesia. The 23-year-old was arrested in April following an alleged drunken rampage. He's apologised and says he's relieved and happy to be released. Prince Harry has launched a fierce attack on the press in London's High Court, describing the British tabloids as vile. He spent the day in the witness box being grilled by lawyers for the Mirror newspaper group amid allegations its journalists engaged in unlawful information-gathering practices. The Duke of Sussex is set to take the stand again later today. Further witnesses will be called over the coming days. In sport, Dockers coach Justin Longmuir says his players are full of energy after the bye as they prepare to host Richmond this weekend.
You know, we've only just got ourselves into the season, nothing more, and we need to maintain the momentum we've created for ourselves.
That audio from Seven. A landmark merger has been locked in between the PGA Tour, the European Tour and the LIV Golf Circuit. And Scott Boland has been named in Australia's squad for the World Test Championship final against India, which starts tonight in London.